I'm Ellis Hark in Chandler, Arizona. I don't even own an Android, but I listen to the Android Central podcast.
Hey there, everybody, and welcome to the Android Central podcast. It's episode 32 for October 1st, 2010, and it's Friday night. It's a little weird, and the sun's not even down yet where I am. We're doing a special little day after podcast because we got a wee bit of news that pushed us back from our usual Thursday night. I am Phil Nickinson. I'm your host. I am your editor of Android Central, and that's all I do, really. It's kind of sad. Just really go outside. And we got, actually, four people tonight, well, including myself. We've got Jerry Hildenbrand, as usual. Jerry.
Howdy, howdy.
And we have Mickey Papillon from thecellphonejunkie.com.
I am here mobily.
Can you not move most of the time?
No, usually I'm kind of, you know, I'm tethered, but yes. I could walk around at least in the hotspot today, so I suppose that's good.
And we have a new addition to the lineup, I think, and I hope we invite him back next week. We'll see. We'll see how you... We'll let the chat room vote at the end of the show. Maybe that's what we'll do. We have Corey Streeter, who most of you probably know from the Android Central forums.
Hey, everyone. Pleasure to be here.
Corey's a good-looking man. I know most of you guys don't know this because it's a podcast and you only listen to us, but Corey really brings a lot of eye candy to the podcast, I think. I'm really just trying to make him uncomfortable at the beginning.
I am beet red right now. You wouldn't believe it.
Now I'd say he's ready to go. So, what's going on? What's everybody want to talk about this week? We got any news? Any new phones or anything you want to chat about?
New phones? Android's bringing out new phones? You
new
say
phones? New phones? Phones that are
really
even not announced? Maybe, perhaps. We had a couple hands on this week. We have the Samsung Continuum, also known as the i400. Cool little phone. And then we've got the HTC Merge, aka the Lexicon, aka... Does it have any more AKs other than that? I forget how many names that one had. It's basically the G2, right?
I think the phone formerly known as Prince, isn't that what it's called?
A symbol,
too?
Yeah. It used to be a symbol. So
yeah, I'll shut up.
Yes. Let's just dive into it. So we got our hands on a couple of unannounced, unreleased, un-something. Un-cola? No. A couple just very cool phones. They're coming to Verizon, probably. Let's start with, what do you want to start with? The Merge or the Continuum?
Definitely the Merge.
The Merge. All right. So we'll start with the Merge. So it's the HTC phone. Horizontal sliding keyboard, four-row keyboard. We've seen pictures of it before. I have touched it. I've been to the top of the mountain, and it was good. All right. Let's get this out of the way. Yes, it has Bing on it. That's all I'm going to say about it. It has Bing. I'm not going to talk about it anymore. Except to say this. Bing's not the problem. Bing's not that bad. HTC isn't the problem. It's not HTC's fault.
Keep going. Keep going.
Verizon. Verizon, Verizon, Verizon. Okay, let's talk about the phone first. So the keyboard, awesome, right? It's HTC. It's a keyboard. Is there really a phone out there that HTC has screwed up the keyboard on? And I know I said a couple things about the MyTest 3G slide I wasn't crazy about, but that was more the stenciling than the keys itself, right?
Yeah, right.
These keys are awesome. It's like a mix, kind of a mix between the Epic 4G and an old Touch Pro 2. And Corey and I were talking earlier, we both had Touch Pro 2s, and that is just an excellent keyboard, right, Corey?
Oh, it's amazing. It was the hardest thing to give up when I left Windows Mobile for Android, was that keyboard.
These keys are a little smaller. I don't think they're quite half the size. I didn't have my Touch Pro 2 with me. I should have, and I didn't. They're very nice and clicky, very nicely spaced. I just can't say enough about them. The red stenciling is going to take a little getting used to, but that could just be it takes a little getting used to, and I'm not used to it. And I have 10 phones that I play with every day, and it's ridiculous. So, you know, I think once you use it, they'll be fine. Paznos in the chat room asked how they are compared to the G2. I don't know. I don't have a G2 yet. I need to. Why hasn't anybody sent me a G2? Jerry, get on that.
Okay. I'll be back.
Go talk to a guy for me.
Okay. Did you want to pick up a Rolex, too, while I'm at it?
Yes, please.
I think he has those, too. All right.
And
all right, I'll
in
be
my
right
dry
back
cleaning, perhaps?
Okay. So if Jeremy can get a hold of one, you should definitely be able to get a hold of one.
I should. Tell you
rub
what.
Rub it in, Corey.
It looks like a 3.5-inch screen. Don't know any specs specifically. So it's about a 3.5-inch screen, maybe 3.7. No, it's not 3.7. It's a good size. I don't know if it's AMOLED or SLCD. I'm betting SLCD just because of the way it works now, right? Because of the whole Samsung AMOLED problem. It's got an 800 megahertz processor in it. And Jerry, let's just repeat ourselves again, right? It's not a full gigahertz. Right. Get over it.
Yep. It's 800 megahertz of better processor.
Again, fatter pipe, not necessarily faster pipe, right?
Right. And your benchmark video shows that if you look at the green section, mm-hmm. the I/O, and that's not faked with this Epic Fix. That's hardware. And you can see how much larger it is than even the Nexus.
It's pretty amazing. Yeah. Very impressive.
Linpack was like 30, you know, 29, 28, 29, 30, about like what you get with the Nexus One now. And that Linpack score is still weird, right? Because a lot of the other phones, like Motorola and Samsung phones, you know, don't get anywhere near that, even with Froyo on it. Or I don't think we have any Samsung with Froyo. But none of the Motorola phones do. So that's still kind of weird. But, you know, whatever. I am not in the least worried about this. You know, it didn't do any, like, hardcore graphics testing. Didn't play any games, and I should have. Only had a limited amount of time. There's not really anything I have over, you know, overt concerns with this phone. It's a world phone, by the way. Very cool. We haven't had any Android world phones, have we?
Negative.
Mickey, how is it working with the Droid? Well, the Droid Pro that's coming out.
Droid Pro, yeah.
Yeah, but that's not out. That's another unannounced one, too. Mickey, how does it normally work with Verizon phones? All right, so it's got a SIM card in it, but that doesn't mean that you just take the phone and use it on AT&T and T-Mobile, right?
Well, it depends on, I mean, it depends on the phone, and there's actually a couple of things at play. You know, some of the devices out there on Sprint, actually all the devices that are world phones on Sprint come unlocked, which is really nice. So you can actually install any SIM that you want. So you can take out the Sprint SIM and you could pop in an AT&T SIM. It will work. It will function as a phone. In fact, if you've got a data plan, it'll even function on data, but pull out the 3G bands for the US. So you're restricted to Edge only. But if you're someone who maybe just doesn't care about that, then, you know, whatever. But it's, you know, I would say it's probably not the best to use it as a fully functioning GSM phone in the US. But
what about Verizon? Does Verizon usually lock them down?
They do lock them, though I've heard that's pretty easy. You just call up and say that, you know, like you do with any other, you know, I guess like T-Mobile, you say, you know, hey, I'm looking to travel internationally. I've got some prepaid SIM cards that I'm going to be using here. As long as your account is in good standing, I've heard that it's really not a big deal.
I want this phone. I want it. It's got 3G.
I'm talking to you yesterday. Yes. I can tell.
Yeah. I mean, maybe it's really because it's a new phone, right?
So I've heard you say in the past that the 4-inch screen is sort of the sweet spot. What did you think about having it be? Because it seems like it's quite a bit smaller compared to the.
Yeah, I'm fine with 3.7. I really don't have a problem with 3.5 or 3.7. I wouldn't go any smaller than that. I think 3.5 is like the minimum I would go at this point. I don't know. Let me find one of the pictures I haven't published yet and see. I'm going to have to think about that some more maybe. But
it looks very thin.
Oh, it's about like a Droid 2. The size is really, really close. I think it's just a tad thicker, maybe. It's a different feel. Doesn't feel quite as metallic. It's a little more plasticky, you know, but HTC phones usually are. I don't really have any concerns. The slider mechanism was good. It was stiff, but not too. It wasn't as stiff as like a Droid, as a Droid or Droid 2. But it wasn't loose either. I know people have had problems. We'll talk about the G2 in a minute. But I know people have had problems with the G2 slider already. But, you know, we'll wait and see. I don't think, like, one day of use from a handful of phones is anything to sound the alarm about yet, even though we are. 3.5. I can handle 3.5, I think. For a good keyboard, yeah. That's a good trade.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think maybe 3.5 with the hardware keyboard would be usable because you don't have half the screen taken up with a keyboard when you're trying to do anything.
5-megapixel camera. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, I mean, cell phone cameras are cell phone cameras to me. You know how I feel about that?
HTC cameras are HTC cameras. Don't lump them all together.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's the megapixels I could care less about. It's the the actual camera that I want them to improve.
Because in the back of Mickey's mind, he's thinking Nokia.
I'm thinking iPhone. I'm thinking even the BlackBerry cameras. I take a BlackBerry 3-megapixel camera over some of these HTC ones.
Seriously, still not sure there's anything better than a Nokia camera. There's no, I mean,
yeah, I would agree with that.
Really? The ones that the ones that Matt Miller pulled out were just, he had one that was like as bright as the sun. He shot in the middle of the night and we were all blinded. And Nokia does some awesome cameras. The UI, it's got Android 2.2. It's got the old Sense, not the new Sense that we've got on the Desire Z and Desire HD. Jerry, you and I were playing with the new Sense over the weekend, right?
Mm-hmm.
What'd you think of that?
To most users, they're not going to see a big difference, and that's a good thing. It's, you know, it's what you're used to on top, but it's got a lot of cool features underneath in the settings and the way it syncs and backs stuff up. You know, I can't wait to, you know, until we get it over here, I'll be looking forward to playing with it on a phone it's supposed to be on.
Right, right. Because you and I were using it on Nexus Ones, and it was a little...
Right.
It's huge. The new Sense Pro is ginormous, so it's just packed to hell on the Nexus. But it worked. It was okay. As long as we're talking about that, we need to say the fast boot is not a fast boot. It's kind of a fast restore out of hibernation, right? It's not a full shutdown and full boot. A full boot still takes just as long as normal.
Well, I pulled out one of the old meters from the drawer here while the phone is supposedly shut down.
Mm-hmm.
They're still supplying voltage.
Mm-hmm.
So it's still alive, just barely.
It's not dead yet.
Right.
It's just resting.
You actually pulled out a meter?
Yeah, I got my own little lab here. You know, wow. I like to pretend.
Do you have beakers?
No. Those were all absconded. I have kids in college. Something glassware like that isn't going to last very long.
Not even going there. Not even going there. What else about it? That's it. I didn't make any phone calls. But, you know, I don't worry about things like phone calls and Wi-Fi anymore. And I know I should. It's kind of my job. But that stuff is so ubiquitous now. Somebody asked, like, hey, you didn't mention there was Wi-Fi with it. Of course there's Wi-Fi with it. Why wouldn't there be Wi-Fi? One flash. Bing. I have no doubt that we'll get rid of Bing quickly. No doubt at all.
I'm going to miss Bing.
You know, what I don't understand is why Verizon makes it so hard for you to get rid of it. There's so many complaints about it, and every review out there is negative towards Bing. Yet they're putting it on every phone.
It's money. I'm sure there's a contract somewhere where Verizon said, okay, we will put Bing on X amount of phones, and the contract probably says something like X amount of what we consider to be high-end phones. It sucks. Look, my problem is not with Bing, and I've said this a number of times. My problem is not with Bing. My problem is not with HTC. It's not even, you know, yeah, it's with Verizon. I understand why they did this. They did it for the money, fine. I think it's a bad decision, but I think they made it worse by not giving you some sort of opt-out. You know,
absolutely.
For most people, you know, I'd say 75% of the people are going to, you know, use Bing. It's there. It's fine. And then there's the rest of us who just want to turn the damn thing off and just want a choice of what we can use. And that's bad. But you have to remember, most of us who are vocally complaining about this stuff are still in the minority of who buys these smartphones, or especially who comes to the site and bitches about it.
Staying up all night trying to figure out how to get it off of there.
Yeah, I was telling somebody about that the other day. I was like, yeah, me and Corey and Jerry up at 1 a.m. trading emails, getting Bing off the fast. I have no doubt that we will. So with that, let's segue over to the Continuum, the i400. It's a Samsung phone. It's basically kind of a mini Galaxy S. The screen's got to be no more than 3.5, I think. The main screen because it actually sort of has two. I hesitate to call it dual screen. I know some people have. So you've got your main screen up top, and then you have your capacitive buttons, the home, back, search, menu that we're used to. And then underneath that, there's a little, it's about a centimeter high, and it stretches the full width of the screen. And they call it the ticker. And it's an RSS reader. It will pop up email notifications. It will show you news. It will show you weather. It will serve as a little music app. It's cool as hell.
That's what I was just going to say. I got to play with that. That's cool as
hell. I still have to go through my video, and I think I blew it on the video because the lighting just sucked. But don't discount this thing whenever you first see it. And I've got, you know, still shots of it that don't do it justice. It's pretty cool. It's going to take a little getting used to, but I love the idea. I love the idea of just little pop-up notifications down there like, hey, you have email. Hey, so-and-so is calling. That doesn't take up the rest. Well, calls you probably need now, to take up the whole screen. But
is it a touch screen?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Yeah, it's totally – that, and that's how you go back and forth between things. You just slide left and right, and it flips from little one pane to the next to the next to the next.
Wait till the hackers get a hold of that.
Oh, I know. But see, that was kind of just like the nightmare scenario I had late last night was, oh my God, they could put ads on that thing somehow. I don't think Verizon's going to go that far. Now, if it was a Bing ad, that would be awesome.
That's what I was just going to say. I can see it down there and hear Bing.
So I'm going to be the descending voice here and ask, can you turn it off?
No, I don't think you can. Know. No, I mean, it's just there. It's not like if you look at the pictures, right, it's segmented off the rest of the screen. It's not just a little portion of the main screen. So you have the main screen, and then right below that are the capacitive buttons, and then below that is the section for the ticker. So if you turn it off, you're just going to have a big blank spot.
I gotcha.
Yeah, but I don't think you're going to want to. Jerry, you were digging through some of the system files and started pulling apart things that they can have on it, right?
Right. It's they basically threw, you know, Samsung and HTC both kind of bundle all their resources together across phones. So we were also seeing things like HSPA icons and 4G WiMAX icons in there. But the stuff that we saw, like, you know, anything you can see in your notification bar looks like you'll be able to also see that down on the ticker. Like, you know, some phones, when you get an email, you can set it so it shows the first few words of the email in there. Looks like that'll be able to be done down on the ticker. It looks really, really cool.
It's a really neat idea because, I mean, I know we've been complaining that, all right, here's another Android phone. It's another black slab. It's time to see something different. And here we are. We finally have something different. And I'm afraid people are going to write it off because, yes, the Continuum has Bing.
Bing. What do you think of the physical shape of it? It looks a little bit strange to me.
No, I liked it a lot. All right, it looks a little skinny because it's very tall, but it's more narrow than the Galaxy S phone. So it's, you know, it's obviously not a 4-inch screen like them. I have small hands, so it felt really good to me. It fit really well. I don't think that's a problem. It's just as thin and just as light as the other Galaxy S phones. No, this one has a 1 gigahertz processor, I believe I read, and I didn't get all the specs I should have. I was concentrating on the merge, and I apologize to the Continuum because, damn, it's cool. I mean, otherwise, we're talking a Galaxy S phone. Same TouchWiz UI. It's got Android 2.1 on it, update 1, if that matters. I'm not worried about getting Bing off it because we got Bing off the other phones, right?
So Bing will fall.
Yeah, so I assume this can be rooted easily. I mean,
did you test the GPS?
No. I should have. I did not test the GPS. Look, Samsung's fixing the GPS, right?
Yeah, well, but the key word there is fixing.
It depends on who you ask. I never had that big a GPS problems. All right, yeah, I think the Captivate did. I had the weird compass stuff, but I had to calibrate. And if you've never calibrated your Android compass, here's how you do it. Go outside, stick your phone in your hand, extend your arm all the way out, and wave it around like you just don't care. I blew that, didn't I? I should have done, like, throw your phone in the air, wave it around like, you know, all right, sorry. Damn, I'm white.
There you go.
Yeah. home, man.
The thing that concerns me is it's such a big deal that you'd think if they knew what the problem was, they would have sent out a patch or something by now.
Yeah. Well, they have. They have for the Captivate. They have for the Fascinate, although I still don't have it, although I haven't checked today. I can't get it. The Vibrant, we're waiting on the update. It was coming, and then they pulled it, and then T-Mobile said, hey, don't go download it off Samsung Keys, which is... Keys is weird. I hadn't played with that before. So I put it on my computer.
It blew my mind.
Yeah, it's like a desktop within a desktop, really. And Jerry says it looks like OS X.
Yeah, you sent me a screenshot, and I'm like, Phil, what am I supposed to do with this OS X screenshot? And then you had to tell me what it was.
and then T-Mobile came out and said, don't do it, so... You know, me, I follow directions and, well, actually I couldn't do it because I'd already updated Keys and didn't use the first version that I downloaded. And then there's the Epic update. I know we're bouncing all over the place here, guys, bear with us, but then there's the Epic update that was supposed to start on Thursday. And then Thursday night, Samsung said, wait, sorry about that. There's a problem with Google servers. And, oh, by the way, for those of you who think this is us trying to screw you out of your 30-day return window, no, it's not.
Well, that's good.
Yeah, I don't think they're trying to screw anybody. I think conspiracy theories abound.
Well, if you're really concerned about it, you've got the power as the consumer in that 30-day window. Take the thing back.
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
You know,
and, you know, early adopter syndrome is always going to hit, too, so.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can't complain too awful much. It's only been out, 30 days.
I know I wasn't around for, like, the Samsung moment days. I didn't use Android yet. But the amount of bad blood that people have for Samsung over that, it's incredible to me. And maybe, was it that bad?
Well, yeah. It goes before that, too. The moment was on Sprint, and there was this little phone on Sprint called the Instinct that was supposed to be the end-all, be-all, and really, really hurt a lot of people. So I think that falls into it a lot, too. You know, that's why people don't trust Samsung. But, you know, this isn't the Instinct. The Epic is its own animal. Right. So.
It is a lot different than I remember back when the moment came out in the forums. I mean, it had some just terrible bugs. Like, it would dial 911 and do all these things. It were just... if you powered it off the wrong way, it did all these crazy things. So I can understand why a lot of people still feel that Samsung's bad, but I have to say they've done a great job with the Fascinate and the whole Galaxy S series.
I mean, if the launch is any indication, and what they did at the launch was just incredible, getting all the carriers together. I mean, that's unheard of. So, yeah, I don't think they're trying to screw anybody. Nice, Jerry. Nice.
No. Well, no, somebody asked you this.
I thought you were referring to... Sorry, this is what happened when I read the chat room. I thought Jerry was calling Corey God in the chat room.
Yes, Corey from the forums, Retro.
No, you see, you were supposed to answer, this is God. Root your phone, Mickey. That's kind of the continuum. I mean, other than the secondary screen, right? It's kind of the same old smaller Galaxy S. It's interesting to me that they're bringing it out this quickly. I mean, how long has the Fascinate been out? Like 3 weeks now? 4 weeks, maybe?
Yeah.
Yep. No, well, not even quite for on Verizon. What?
Long enough for me to brick it.
Oh, did you brick one?
Oh, in a bad way. I mean, I didn't. I actually rushed out and bought another one yesterday. Oh, they were doing the whole R2-D2 party at Verizon. It was all I wanted was a new Fascinate.
Did you have to wade your way through Jawas to get to it?
There was nobody in the store except for there was a guy dressed up like Luke Skywalker, and I thought he was a customer in line to get one of these phones, and it turns out he was just a Verizon employee. So it was pretty bad.
I feel a little bad because I didn't make a single move to try to get one of those. I'm like, all right, it's a Droid 2. I've used the Droid 2. I don't necessarily need to see another one, even if it looks like R2-D2. And maybe it's because I'm not the world's biggest Star Wars fan. I mean, nerd. I mean, fan. But am I missing out? Chat room, are you guys Star Wars nerds? It's all about Boba Fett, says Andrew. No.
Well, you know, I am. No. I am a Star Wars geek.
I like Star Wars.
Just old enough to... everybody was 10 years old and saw Star Wars. Well, I was 20, so it makes me a little bit more of a geek. But I'm still not pumped about that phone. Yeah. There's just, I don't know why. I mean,
it looks weird.
It's just not feeling it.
I don't know. Would Luke use Bing?
Oh, put Bing on that phone? Oh. That's it. We're done. Thank you, everybody.
Yeah, we can't follow that.
Yeah, I mean, it's the Joy 2, right? Nothing's really changed. So it's got, yeah, stick a fork in it, they're saying in the chat room. yeah, it's the Joy 2. It's got new Star Wars stuff. And okay, and my cousin's probably going to hear this and just shoot me because he's a giant Star Wars fan. But it's like, all right, it's the Joy 2. I'm done with it. Thanks. Being equal to the side, yes.
I think my biggest problem is if I was a Verizon subscriber and I run out and I bought that just because it has, you know, graphics on the outside of it and a few different apps that everybody on Verizon is going to be able to get here next week. Then when this Droid 2 World Edition comes out, I'm going to be full of buyer's remorse. So, I mean, that's where I'm feeling it. I just wouldn't do it.
So here's the big question. Yes. Droid 2 World Edition or HTC Merge?
Oh, the Merge.
Two world phones.
Definitely. Yeah.
I would put up with the Bing, and because I have no doubt that we'll be able to get rid of Bing somehow. Merge, chat room, merge, yeah. Merge.
Based on the fact the store was empty and they had red carpets in front of the store, I would definitely say that, oh yeah, they had the red carpets rolled out. They opened at 6 a.m., and they were looping the first like 10 seconds of the Star Wars theme song.
Holy crap.
Over and over and over. And by the time I left the store, I wanted to, you know, I was very upset.
Sounds like my office.
Wow. Yeah, no, it's pretty much unanimous in the chat room. Merge. I agree, I think.
HTC third party development community puts it way over the edge for me.
Yeah.
Yep.
The G2, so the G2 is essentially the Merge, right? We have any doubt about that?
Yeah, I mean, there's a few keyboard activation slider mechanism is a little different, and looks like there's a little bit different memory footprint, but it's they're all the Vision, as far as I can tell.
So none of us has actually gotten the G2 yet, right? None of us got it early, because Jerry was in the middle of nowhere. Jerry, sorry about this. Anybody in the chat room, you guys get yours early? Nobody? Yes? No? I hate waiting on the chat room. You guys hurry up. That doesn't help anyone. That's what I get for item. I'm putting the chat room away. Bye, guys. Jeremy Sikora from TipB and occasionally Android Central got his, so he's been playing with it. He loves it. And really, from all accounts, I mean, this is probably like the phone, at least of the month, right? It's T-Mobile. I know I've said this enough times. I don't have T-Mobile 3G here. So for me, it's personal. it's a hell of a phone. I think.
I would have that phone if it worked where I traveled.
Right. That's the problem.
It's sweet.
But a Merge
Like the Merge might do you then, Corey.
Hey, you know, it would only be my seventh phone this year.
Mickey, this guy's worse than you. That's saying
something.
Yeah,
I'm pretty terrible.
That's a compliment.
I had to sell my house.
Yeah. He's living out of his phone.
Yep.
All right. I'm going to get us back on track a little bit, but not much, I think. It's Friday. It's a weird Friday podcast. I don't feel like being on track. Droid 2 FM radio got hacked on. That's a big deal. People are just nuts about FM radios. I'm really surprised, but you know, they love having them some old school FM radio. I want, you know, the Sirius app to finally hit the market so more people can get it, but that's me. What else?
The chat room wants to know, do you still have your Epic, your mother?
Does my mom still have her Epic? Yes, and she loves it. And here's the funny thing about that. She doesn't use the keyboard that much. She loves swipe, and she's always swiping around like, you know, old ladies do. So no, she likes it a lot. I was like, Mom, it's, you know, like you can ladies. I was like, Mom, you know, you can change your icons on your home screen. Oh no, I just do this. And So my mother and I need to have a sit down. So Jerry, get ready because I'm going to sit down with her.
You have the perfect test bed right there, though, because you have access to your mom, who is the average cell phone consumer.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That you talk to me and you talk to Corey and we talk to Mickey. We're all about, you know, well, look at this. This doesn't seem right. Or we can change this. And how do we fix this? And all this other nonsense. Your mom, oh, I love my Epic. I ain't worried about changing things. Check out Swipe. This is cool. And that's the average cell phone consumer.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. No, very much so. And that's what scares me, that she hasn't done anything to her home screen. It's like, really, mom? Because that's like...
So she's not up flashing ROMs at night or anything?
Not so much, no. my mom does not know SU.
Or Clock World or any of that stuff.
Mm-hmm, no. Mom's like, what's this clockwork ROM? Who is Cyanogen? All right, mom, thanks. What do you guys think about the Sony Ericsson Live View? The little watch.
Want.
Bluetooth.
Want.
Yeah, yeah. All right, so it's a little like 1-inch, 2-inch square, whatever. I forget how big it is. A little Bluetooth thing that connects to your phone and kind of like turns, it's like a watch, a music player. It's almost like the little ticker thing, basically. Only it's not on the phone, and you can wear it on your, you can wear it as a watch. You can clip it to, it's got a clip as well, so you can clip it to a bag or something like that. So it's actually a lot like the new iPod Nano, except for it connects to your phone. Do we know how much it is? Did they announce a price? I don't think they did they?
Don't think so. Nope.
Not yet.
If it's no more than $100, I'll get it. Just because it's such a novelty. And it better work on my phone. That was the weird.
If it's only $100, I'm going to get two and put them in a pair of glasses frames. Tease my kids.
Oh my God. I'm going to use one in every unboxing. If you ever seen Dieter's unboxings, he has a really cool e-ink watch that would always make an appearance. Be like, there's Dieter's watch. So I'll do it with the Sony Ericsson Live View. And it won't be $5.99. Don't listen to the chat room. Jeez.
I think I'd rather have Dieter's watch.
That watch is pretty cool. I've seen it. I've seen it in person. You want to talk tablets for a minute?
Yes.
Yeah. I don't know what to do with tablets. The Galaxy Tab is coming November 1st in Europe. Congrats to them. We still don't know when any of them are coming to the U.S. I mean, we know they're coming, right? Everybody said fall, but we still don't know when, and it's a little ridiculous.
Oh, coming soon.
Mm. What month is soon? Soon ain't no month I know of.
I think KG48 in the chat room hit it right on the head.
Mm-hmm.
Black Friday or very shortly before, and I'll bet he's right.
I could see that. Big. Big holiday shopping push.
Yep. I mean, my kids will be begging for one if it comes out, you know, around time when you're shopping for Christmas presents. So I can see it.
If I could get one off contract for less than $500, I will get one. And yeah, exactly. I don't think that's going to happen. And then on top of that, we've got Dell announcing two more tablets, a 7-inch and a 10-inch. I'll believe them when I see them, but. You know, I mean, we know where they're out there, right? We've seen the leak slides that Engadget had months ago. And
correct me if I'm wrong, but didn't they say no market on the 7-inch version? Or am I thinking of something else?
I'm not sure. Maybe?
Because that's a killer.
Yeah, well, I mean, it'll get rooted in a week, but that kind of defeats
Yeah, but, you know, people like your mom.
Exactly.
Would you call my mom?
Well, if I would have called her anything, it probably would have been a lovely lady. I'm very respectful.
Is there a word for somebody who doesn't want to root?
Ooh, Mickey. We need to make one up. Mickey, yeah.
Mickey.
That guy's such a Mickey.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's not going to work. Let's talk OS updates for a minute, because last week we had 10 OS updates. This week we've had... none. Right?
Two failures,
actually. So we're at -2 for the week. Actually, we did have a cool little thing that got figured out in the forums. That basically, when you're on Froyo and you hard reset and then sign back in again after rebooting, suddenly your apps start launching again. And I figured out this is what happened after I got the Droid X update. And suddenly I had a whole bunch of apps and Flash was on there. And I was like, hey, Flash is on here by default. Cool. I mean, which is the way it should be. And it's the way they said it was going to be. But other people are like, no, I don't have Flash. I had to go download it. That's what it was, because I already had Flash on the Nexus 1, on the Droid 2. It loaded Flash up automatically because it said, all right, I'm going to sync your apps from, you know, Google stuff. And it's weird because in the settings, there are two checkboxes. And if you go to the post, we'll have a link in the show notes. You look at the picture, there are two checkboxes. One is unchecked. And then there's like a little sub checkmark thing that is checked. And the main one says, back up your data. And you say, no, okay. But the other one is still checked. And it's like, sync your data. It's like, okay, wait a minute. So if you want to do a true hard reset and not have everything load up at launch again when you sign up or when you sign in, you got to uncheck that first. So just be forewarned. That was really weird.
I think it's too bad that an average consumer would have to go to a forum to find that out, right? I mean, they need to fix stuff like that.
Yeah, I think the real problem there is it didn't work as intended when you jump from 2.1 to 2.2.
And
you know, I think that was the big problem.
And I'm a bad example because, you know, nobody has 10 phones.
Well, of course.
But it was still weird. It's like, okay, that, yeah, somebody should have seen that. What else? Well, this is totally in the wrong section, but yes, the Samsung Transform on a Sprint. So it looks like a weird Galaxy S phone. That's all we know, right? We don't have any specs.
Nothing yet. Not really.
I told you we were jumping around tonight.
So it's keyboardless, so yeah?
Maybe.
Yeah, I've heard both. So
all we have is that one picture, yeah. And that could just be a typo, right? Well, actually, I don't think it's a typo. You guys keep talking. I'm going to find the tip I got.
Okay, because I heard from somebody, and I don't want to name any names, so I'm not going to say who. But they said that they've touched it. And the keyboard is in between the Moment and the Epic. It's better than the Moment's keyboard, but not quite as good as the Epic's.
So you've heard it does have a physical.
Yes. And I have also heard that it is nice and thin, and it's not thick like that ungodly Epic with its horrible keyboard. So, you know, I've heard both.
All right, here's
that's not mine.
Here's the tip I got, and I'm reading this verbatim almost. It's an early build, smaller than the Epic. It looks better than it performs. Sluggish, did not feature TouchWiz. It was more like the Moment or the Intercept entry level. The charging port is at the top right. If that's a deal breaker for somebody, I don't know. In the picture we saw, it doesn't look like the Continuum or anything. It doesn't have that little screen down the bottom, which that screen is so cool.
And what was the price point on that, Phil? Do you have that?
No.
I can't believe they come out with an entirely new phone for what, $50 or $100 less, just to target a different market. I don't know.
Well, yeah, and that's the same market they're bringing that Zio, the Kyocera phone, now for free on a contract.
Right.
Yeah, that kind of puzzles me.
I've touched that phone and it felt like it was going to fall apart, and it was slow.
Man,
and that was.
I need a list of phones that Phil hasn't touched, you know, before I go and buy them.
You got my phone number. Okay, so back to the OS update news. We already talked about the Epic. The Droid X is going to get a fix for some SMS issues. That's nice. It's a shame that they slipped through the Froyo launch.
But I imagine engineers aren't spending a lot of time texting each other, so I'll give them a bit of a slack on that one.
OMG, what are you doing tonight? Code.
Well, it was in the leaked Froyo too, so I'm kind of surprised they didn't catch that.
Yeah. They weren't using.
There'll be some happy people in the forums when they release that.
Absolutely. And I heard that Handset now addresses that issue. Everybody with an X, go download the free version of Handset, and supposedly it fixes your 4-hour lag thing.
You're right. It does.
So there's a temporary fix.
Handset fixes everything. It's a great app. Love Handset.
Does it work with Google Voice yet? That's the only reason why I don't use it.
No.
See?
No. Unfortunately.
That's my big problem with... That's actually my problem with a lot of stuff is I use Google Voice. I use Gmail and... Make it work with
Google. Google has you... in its clutches.
Well, Google and smartphone experts, yeah. Speaking of Hanson, let's just slide into some apps. Well, let's talk first about the Android Central app. It's kind of a love-hate thing out there, right? I know a lot of people love it. A lot of people are less than impressed, and that's okay. I know we've got some design things in the works. And, you know, all in all, it's not the worst app in the world, right? Yeah, it's got ads. Sorry, folks. That's the way it is. That's the way it is for now. We'll visit stuff again in a few months, and we'll take a look. But what do you think, Jerry? You used it.
Version one, not too bad. Yeah. I mean, that's my honest opinion. It's a little big, and it has some ads in some weird places. But for the first version, I think it's okay. I'm using it.
What I suggest you do if you don't like it is go into the forums, go into our developer forums, and go to the Notice Software forums and let them know, right? Let them know, hey, you know, here's what we'd like you to change. Here's what we'd like you to work on. That's what it's for. And if you haven't been to our developer forums, we're building them out. I know SwiftKey's in there, the keyboard. We love them. Notice Software, Box.net, and some other smaller developers. So we're building it out. And if you're a developer and you're listening, you know, email us, let us know that you want in, and we'll get you set up. Not a problem. It's a really cool way. And I've had a fun time watching the developers just talk directly to you guys. And it's great to see. Makes me warm and fuzzy. You know how much I hate that. Jerry, you want to talk about Taint Droid, the singularly worst named anything ever?
or best named. I mean, it depends. But it's first off, it's not available for anybody to use right now. I didn't, you know, I'm sorry if I gave anybody that impression. It's a, you know, they're announcing it at the developers conference that they're at next week. It monitors other applications that are installed on your phone and watches what type of data they try to send out, and it intercepts it, and it gives you a warning in your status bar of what's getting sent and where it's getting sent to. I have some issues with the way they did their testing and some of the things they did, but on the whole, I'm really glad to see something like this come, because every one of us has installed an app without reading what permissions it's using. We've just done it because somebody else said to use it.
And the permissions are still kind of vague, right?
Right. You know, it tells you it needs to the state of your phone. I know the Zebra Crossing barcode scanner app, the barcode scanner we all use, they kind of got dinged. You know, the developers of this Taint Droid kind of dinged them, and then they got together and straightened all that out because it just says reads phone data. Well, you know, Google might need to tell us a little bit more than reads phone data, because phone data could mean a lot of different things. And at least Taint Droid will, you know, tell you more than just phone data. It'll tell you, oh, this is sending your phone number to some guy in Shenzhen, which, you know, we need.
Well, no, we don't need it to happen. We need to know about it.
No, yeah, we need something that'll tell us, just like a Windows computer, we need something that can tell us exactly what's going on.
Yeah, that would be nice. By the time I've decided to download and install an app, I'm at the point where I just ignore all those warnings. I just say, okay.
Yep.
Jerry, on your FUDometer, and I just made that up, by the way. we're totally going to have a graphic by the end of the weekend. where does this range? I mean, scale of 1 to 10, usefulness. Is it FUD, fear, uncertainty, and doubt, for those of you who don't know what FUD is? I mean, are we crying wolf here, or is it useful?
It's useful to a select group of people. I can see it being useful. Let's say when we review an app, we can run it through Taint Droid and we can tell you exactly what permissions it, you know, it really uses and exactly what it's doing with those permissions. But you need to be rooted. It's not just an application you can download and install. You have to build it into your firmware. So that means a custom ROM. For the average person, they're not going to use it. It's good for somebody else to use and give advice. So I'm going to put it right in the middle of the FUDometer.
Yeah, I'm totally making a graphic for that. Okay. I mean, and to be honest, I didn't even realize that you couldn't just install it at this point. So that's even more interesting. I started reading through the white paper this afternoon.
Yeah.
And it's pretty heavy stuff.
Right. My biggest issue with, you know, I don't want to leave everybody hanging. My biggest issue is the applications that they chose to demonstrate their software, and I can understand why they did it. They picked a lot of applications that everybody already knew did this stuff.
Right.
you know, applications that Lookout or Kaspersky or Norton has already said, hey, these guys are sending out, you know, IMEI data to China. They picked a lot of those applications, which they needed to show off their software, but they didn't, that wasn't right up front to say, hey, we already know this does this, but check out how we can show you what exactly it's doing. They made it sound like, what, 8 out of every 30 apps in the market is going to be stealing your data. And that I didn't much care for, because that's huge on the speedometer.
It goes back to what we talked about earlier, in that we kind of need Google or somebody on the front end to take a little better look at these apps, just from a code standpoint. It's not necessarily malicious, which is what happened when that whole Lookout Jackie wallpaper thing went down. The app wasn't malicious in sending the data. There was just a better way to do it that didn't need you know, your phone number or whatever to serve as an identifier, so that basically like a cookie, right? Only they were using your phone number and other identifiers.
The dude, you know, he wasn't doing anything with it, but he was collecting it. Right. So
you know, there's still just a big line between malicious and just poor coding.
Right.
So that's that. What else? Foursquare was updated to 2.0. We got some UI tweaks, some tips and other good stuff if you're a Foursquare.
And law enforcement everywhere cheers.
Beehive is now available for Android. It's been in beta for a while. Jerry, you and I were both using it in beta. For chat programs, pretty darn good. It's pretty darn expensive at $10.
Yeah, I mean, well, we knew it was going to be expensive. I had it on BlackBerry. Mm-hmm. I passed on it. I only use Google Talk, so I don't need Beehive.
Yeah.
But, you know, if you do, it's worth $10. Let's be honest. If you're going to use it a lot, it's worth $10.
Yeah, I mean, it's good. I don't mind paying $10 for a really good app. That might be my limit,
right?
On like an everyday app, but it's still a lot of money, and I know people are going to have a hard time paying that.
I paid $10. Oh, go ahead. I'm sorry.
No. Go ahead.
I was going to say
that is. I was going to be. Go ahead, Jerry. Go ahead.
I was like, I paid $10 for Vlingo, and I paid $10 for, oh, what's the name of that application that runs in the background and can do things based on time and location and everything else. I don't use it anymore, but when it first came out, I bought it because they really – Locale, there you go. Thank you, Killer Draft. They've suited my needs very well, and it was worth the $10.
I certainly don't mind sporting them with some money, like Launcher Pro.
Absolutely.
Right.
It's like nothing. And it's an awesome app.
Google Maps got an update. We now have weather in the live wallpaper. I haven't actually seen that. I don't use the live wallpaper. Anybody get a chance to try it yet? No?
I haven't. No.
Well, yeah. I tried it and it didn't work.
It's a weird live wallpaper, right? I mean, it's cool that they did it and it's a nice little exercise, but it looks strange on your phone. Yes.
I would say they should at least open source it so other developers can look at how they did it. If they would do that, I'd be, yay, look what they did. It's great. Hmm. But as it is now, it's just a gimmick.
It's an interesting idea, though. The Car Home app, the Google Car Home app, was updated. You can actually customize it now. And before, it had all these blank squares for buttons and stuff, and it looked unfinished a little bit. So now you can download it from the market. It's separate. Just like Gmail, right? It's now a separate app that can be updated.
Yep.
And yes, you can only get it for the Nexus One and what was the other phone? The Droid. The original Droid.
Yeah.
Because those are the only phones out there running stock Android at this point, people. You know, the Evo, the Droid 2, the Droid X, those all have custom builds of Android on it and use different car apps. So that's why. What else? Fennec? Here's my thing on Fennec, Firefox Mobile. I've been following this way back from the WinMo days. I've been waiting so long, and it's getting better. It's getting good. And every time I see a story that says, it's been updated, well, yeah, it gets updated every night. They're called nightly builds, people. it's getting better. It's still an alpha. It's still not beta. So, you know, try it, play with it, but don't complain to me that it's too big. Don't complain to me that it doesn't work yet. We should all be, you know, consider ourselves fortunate that Mozilla is open like that and lets us play with it.
Right.
That's my thing.
And the code's there too. I mean, it's, yeah, good on them.
Oh, but the point of my little rant was that they've changed the versioning, so it's no longer like Fennec version 1, right? They're going to bump it up to be in line with the desktop version. So when it's finally released, it'll be Fennec 4. Well, it'll be Firefox 4 for mobile. So that's cool. Somebody step on a duck. Not a podcast goes by where I don't drop that line. Sorry. Google News. Google has turned google.com/phone into a very cool store that sold the Nexus One and we all loved into a very cool kind of database for Google phones. But it's only Google phones, right? We're missing. Woo-hoo. What are some of the big phones we're missing out of it? Yeah, I say that. Now I have to go look.
So do I.
Poor podcast.
That's a pretty smart move on their part. I think that's cool.
Yeah, but
I didn't know we were going to be tested.
Maybe the chat room knows.
Yeah, what's it? Anything with Bing? Yeah. No, Motorola. All right, see, the Droid X is there, right? Doesn't include the Fascinate. There you go.
That's interesting.
Anything with Bing, right?
The Charm is right on the top of the list here.
Well, the Charm's an awesome phone. Just ask Jerry.
Yep, I'm loving it. I'm going to hate having to give it back. I really like that little phone. Everybody can laugh at me. That's all right. Go ahead.
How did they list these?
They just threw them all in a bucket.
No. Right up top it says sort by newest. I was like, damn, the i1 is number 5. Well, our list has, you know, phones that aren't even released yet, so ours is better, I think. Look how high the Intercept is. Wow. See, that's weird when you look at phones by date.
How could they leave my Fascinate off there?
Yeah, see, ding, that's... Ding. Look, I know it's not a with Google phone, maybe, and nobody still knows what that means, right? But it's so odd. When you look at a list of new Android phones, and you see the Charm, the i1, and the Intercept as the top, you know, 6 phones. That's just weird, like newest. That's just strange. Where's the LG Ally? Is that on here? Yep, there it is.
Down,
way down.
Two-thirds of the way down.
Yeah, right on top of the Incredible and right below the Desire. I mean, I know it's not a listing of like what's good and what's cool, but...
No, it is. This list, if you use the phone on this list, only the top phone is cool, so everybody run out and get a Charm.
What's sad is if you filter the list on AT&T.
Ooh.
Ooh, got to try that.
Had to go there. Probably nothing.
2 phones.
Captivate.
Oh, it froze.
And it froze my browser.
Ooh, the Aria. Ooh, they didn't even put the backflip on there, huh? Huh.
Wait, the backflip, isn't that a Yahoo phone? Wasn't that?
Yes, no, it was, wasn't it? Yeah.
Yeah, so, you know, we can carry on, but Bing was not the first. Yahoo was the first.
All right, we're going late, so let's move on. The Android market has opened up to like 20 new countries worldwide. That is awesome. That was a huge thing holding a lot of people back. I get emails at least once a week, or more likely like once a day. Like, hey, when's it going to open? You need to open it. Why haven't you opened it? And I say, I'm not Google. You realize how many times a week I have to say, I'm not Google? Or Android Central isn't Google. We don't actually do it. It would surprise you. If I had a dollar, I'd have a free lunch once a week, I think. I'll take cool. that. And finally, Microsoft has sued Motorola over Android. You knew it was coming. Right?
Yeah.
Look, way back when the whole when the whole Apple HTC thing went down, that was the first words out of my mouth. Go back and listen to the podcast if we did them back then. Go back and, well, just ask me. I'll tell you. Those were the first words out of my mouth was how long is it before somebody comes after Motorola for the same stuff?
Yep.
Because Motorola, especially at the time, you know, the Droid was still the phone to have. And it's come. So it's time to pay the piper.
What's really interesting is way back then, Google and Motorola were so tight. Mm-hmm. I wonder if the fear of taking on Google kept Motorola from getting sued until now.
It's going to be interesting, you know, this time in 12 years when those lawsuits finally work. I'm saying it won't take that long. I mean, it's going to take a while, right?
Yeah, it's not going to come to anything. They never do.
It'll be money.
What's the last cell phone that got recalled from a lawsuit?
Well, no phone ever gets recalled, but...
Well, okay, got stopped production and stopped being made because of a lawsuit. It just doesn't happen.
So we'll see. I mean, money will change hands. They might be forced to do things differently. But yet another lawsuit against Android, effectively. So it'll be interesting to see what changes over time.
Did you look through the document, Phil?
No, I didn't.
Some of that stuff, I don't see how can you sue for checking email?
And that's the
big question.
That
just blows my mind.
Yeah, that's the big question. If you go back to the Apple HTC thing, is how much of that the judge is going to say, all right, this is actually in question. Let's go figure it out. So we got a long ways to go. Is really the long and short of it. All right, should we do some voicemails, perhaps?
Certainly.
Because we've been talking for a long time now. I'm ready for somebody else to start talking. So we shall start with Aaron.
Hi, this message is for the Android Central podcast. Really enjoy the show. My name is Aaron. I'm still sporting the original Motorola Droid running custom ROMs. And my question for you is, as I'm updating the different ROMs, I'm seeing several people offering a baseband update. It says more bars and more places, but I've been a little afraid to try that. Didn't know if that was what that would do, if that's important, if that's necessary, what the scoop was on that. Also, too, I think we can dial *2Q8 and get an update. It says update the roaming capabilities. I wonder if that's the same kind of thing and if that still works for custom ROMs or not. Thanks.
All right, Jerry, what's a baseband?
Well, it's radio software. If there's nothing wrong with your signal, if you're getting good signal and you're not seeing it kill your battery, I never update my radio.
Really?
The couple times I have, I've rolled back because there was nothing wrong with the old radio. If you're having signal issues, of course, yeah, go for it. You update the radio. I'm not real sure how it's done on Motorola, but it should be easy to return back, or they wouldn't be, you know, saying, here, go ahead and do it. You know, there would be a big long list of caveats and, you know, this might happen and whatnot. But, you know, that's really what it is. If you're having signal issues or, you know, see places, well, it could be better. Well, maybe the baseband update will make it better.
Go to the forums if you need help, right, Corey?
Right.
Yep.
Tell Corey we sent you.
Do it.
Up next, we have Daryl.
Hey guys, this is Daryl from Virginia calling in. I've been following Android Central for a long time, running an original Droid, rooted with either lithium mod or 7-gen on it. And I just wanted to call in and let you guys know that not all Verizon reps are pushing the past killers on people. I work for a retailer for Verizon that will remain unnamed, but I personally understand how Android works, and I make sure that when people come in and tell me they look up this task killer, they don't know how to use it, that I explain it to them. Something I haven't heard you guys mention, and I want to make sure is aware of out there, is I found an app called Watchdog, and there's a light version and a paid version, and I haven't found too much difference between them. But rather than just killing all apps, you know, without a thought as to what they might be on there for, keeps an eye on usage, and, you know, when the app gets over 50% or 70%, you can change it. Will alert you, and then you can kill it on your own. Anyway, I appreciate what you guys are doing. I listen to you every week, and thank you very much.
It's not that task killers are evil, and we're going to have to say this probably every week, right? But you just have to be careful with them. I don't think they should be on there by default, especially with new devices, with new high-end devices. But and it's interesting, because we actually... I think Jerry's seen it. Corey, I'm not sure if we sent it to you. We actually got another email from another Verizon employee this week saying there are no like training materials for, you know, saying, yes, you must push task killers. So it's not some big conspiracy to push task killers.
I would say 80% of the time, and I've been seeing this over and over in the forums since I started, most of the problems that people post that they're having are related to task killers. Mm-hmm. So because they're not configured right, they're killing everything. So their email stops or their phone slows down or whatever. And so I've been a huge advocate against them, but I hear what you're saying as well. If they're used properly, I think they're a good thing.
And Jerry said it last week on the podcast, like, you know, bug reports for Cyanogen and K-Mobs and all them, like, probably won't even look at them if the first thing they see in there is use Task Killer. And I don't blame them at all, at all.
No, it's not the way Android and Linux memory management works.
Right.
There are a bunch. People are starting to understand more. A lot of your custom ROM manufacturers, and I'm going to use the word manufacturer, are making the tweaks inside the ROM itself. You don't need a Task Killer at all, but you do need to tweak the way that your particular software handles the memory that's on your phone. And it's just, it's complicated, and there's no easy way for the end user to do it, unfortunately. And that's not an Android problem. That's an inherent Linux problem.
Right. All right, let's move on to Mike.
My name is Mike G. This is for Android Central. My question is, how to DODEX or DDEXL? I'm not sure how you pronounce it. And Android HTC Incredible. I've been trying to do it for quite some time. And been coming into serious issues, but if they could help, it would be great.
All right, Jerry, Corey, this is for you guys. ODEX, DODEX, it's a name you see a lot when you're talking custom ROMs, when you're talking rooting. And what is it?
I'll let Jerry take that one.
APK files are not really fully built executable files. Mm-hmm. They're like a set of instructions for the virtual machine to put together and make something that runs. When you start your phone up, in some cases, or for all the applications put in by the manufacturer have already been done, there's an ODEX file. And it'll be the same app name, .odex. That's built from the code that's in the APK. The first time the app runs, it has to be built by then. So somewhere along the line, that ODEX gets built. And it takes up more space, and it causes it so you can't theme, you can't change colors, you can't change icons. So that's why people want to get rid of them so often. They run better if you leave them in. Your whole system is smaller and more will fit on your, you know, internal memory if you leave them in. But for hacking and, you know, switching apps that aren't supposed to be on your phone and you want to use it anyway, or for theming, you have to DODEX them. That you use an application and it reads the framework, pulls the correct files out of the framework, wraps them up in a compressed file, and injects them into the APK. And this is not, you know, we can't talk you through doing this on the podcast. Hit the forums, look for Beezy, who just spoke up, or myself, or somebody. We'll jump on there and we'll help you. We just don't have time on the podcast to go into that. It's not easy.
And don't feel bad about asking the question, because I just asked Jerry that like a week ago.
Right. It's one of the more advanced things you're going to run into. And if you've gotten that far, be proud of yourself.
So Jerry, they do this in a lot of custom ROMs. Yeah.
Yes. And like I said, you almost have to have it if you're going to swap APKs around or theme or, you know, make, you know, we do a lot of hacking that's probably borderline we shouldn't even discuss. But when you want to do that kind of stuff, you have to get in, change the code, and DODEX the file. So, you know, all the tools are out there to do it. And I'll be more than happy to help anybody. We can talk anybody through it.
I have breaking news, everybody.
Uh-oh.
You're not going to be all that excited about it. But let me pull up my chat room again. Darius, it's spelled weird. Apologies for the pronunciation, but just informs me that Napster has gone live in the Android market. It's now 1998 all over again. Listen to your choice of over 11 million full-length songs anytime, anywhere, all just for $10 a month. Also enjoy Napster on any connected computer, compatible TV, Blu-ray player, or other home audio products. Sign in today or sign up for a free trial and save 20% with the annual plan. Enjoy Napster everywhere.
Sorry about that noise, but will you believe what message I just got?
Napster available
Napster's
for Android.
In the market.
The power of live podcasting or something.
Yep.
All right. Final voicemail comes from Paul.
Hi, my name is Paul. I am Johnson99 in the forums. This is for Android Central Podcast. I'm currently on a Sprint BlackBerry 8330, which is part of my question. I'm trying to figure out, what do you think the next higher-end phone for Sprint in Android will be? Obviously, there is something called the Samsung Transform, which looks like a middle-of-the-road type deal, but do you think Sprint will get any of the new HTC gear before, say, the holidays or so? I'm very curious about when to pull the trigger, kind of going back and forth between the Epic and the Evo. Maybe if there's something else coming down the line, I might wait for to use my upgrade on that. All right? Thanks. Love the podcast.
I would love to see something like the G2 or the Merge on Sprint with WiMAX.
Yep.
Me yes, too. Please.
I'd go back to Sprint that I'm leaving in 4 days.
So Verizon is never first with the HTC phones. I'm surprised that Sprint isn't getting one of these. Mm. I'll bet they are.
I've heard, I don't have anything concrete enough to even approach Phil with it, but I've heard they are too.
Ooh, well, damn it. Why haven't I heard?
No, I mean, I don't even have the barest minimum, so don't hate me too much.
I have one.
Ooh. Why are you holding out on me? Why are you holding out on me? And that's it for the voicemail. Should we do some emails and we'll get the hell out of here and go enjoy our Friday nights?
All right. I'll take the first one here. I'm in quiet, so. All right. Thomas writes, he says, I'm an enthusiastic user of Google Voice, but I never hear anyone talk about the greatest feature or drawback, depending on your viewpoint. I'm talking about Google Voice's less than successful attempts at transcribing messages. I, for one, love the reading things that Google Voice does, like Ponzi hard murders everything, or and I know your intern inches, and try to figure out what the actual message could be or what crazy circumstances my friends would be in that they are relaying such abstract information to me. Personally, I hope the bugs are never worked out and it never gets any better. I was wondering if I'm the only person that takes such enjoyment in reading transcriptions that I'm reluctant to answer my in the hopes that I will get the voicemail. Well, Thomas, cellular for up, signed I had actually problems reading part of your message. So anyway, but I do enjoy it too. It is kind of comical.
There should be a whole website to this now. Nobody's made it yet. Quick, somebody go register crazy Google Voice messages.
I would prefer that they update it though, because it is a tad annoying. I've actually had situations where I've gotten transcribed messages and was not able to listen to the voicemail. And it was something, let's just say, something pretty serious and that I was waiting for a message on. And the way that it was written actually had me thinking one thing when the other thing had happened. So
that's no good.
No, it's not any good. So, but yeah, some of them are, yeah, for sure.
I still think they're just archiving everything and listening in. Because remember, Google Voice, you know, if you allow to do that, right, it will pretty much archive everything you've ever said and listen to it. Yep. And make itself better. And one day Skynet's going to go live and we're all going to die. Sorry, was that kind of a downer?
This is very dramatic.
Matthew writes, I know you guys aren't a fan of Task Killer, so why does Phil have Task Killer full in his app list on AppBrain? Because I've used it before.
I have it too.
And to be honest, I don't even use AppBrain, so I don't really know how it works. Like,
you don't use AppBrain?
No, I don't.
Phil just hates.
Hey, I'm crazy.
I'm in love with AppBrain.
Well, I don't load apps ever. I use like 6 apps. I'm so horrible, except for when I'm testing stuff or writing about something. Like daily, I use like 6 apps. And most of the time, all 6 are Mini Squadron.
and Angry Birds, right?
And Angry Birds. Oh, my wife is so in love with Angry Birds. She loves it. All right, who wants the next one? Anybody?
Am I the only one with the emails now?
I emailed it to the other guys. They're slackers. Go ahead.
All right. So that means it's me. Christopher writes, there are a lot of questions about the 800 megahertz processor on the G2. Most sites explain that it will run faster than most of the newer phones or pretty close. I don't know a whole lot about computers or different processors, but is there an advantage to having 1 gigahertz processors on a phone that should make me think twice before getting a G2? Even though the other components of the G2 seem pretty sound, including the new 800 megahertz processor. Second, some G2 features have now been discovered and we all know it does not have free Wi-Fi tethering, of course. So, do you think T-Mobile should be able to call this phone a true vanilla Android phone, and will the updates get pushed out fast enough as the Nexus One, even if some of the items are disabled? Well, I guess I will just start out by saying that when you're talking about the speed of the processor, where there's a lot of factors that go into the actual performance of the phone. We've talked about those in the past. I wouldn't get too hung up on it. An 800 megahertz processor on the G2, as we talked about earlier in the show, is going to, in many cases, perform better than a 1 gigahertz processor on some of the other ones that are out there right now. But it just depends. And as far as, you know, the updates on it, I'm going to say it's probably going to take a little bit longer than the Nexus One, but I don't know, maybe not.
How many times do we have to talk about the 800 megahertz? Do we have to do it again? Are we going to do it again next week?
I think Mickey summed it up. We should call that subject closed forever. Oh,
we'll stick
done.
It. Let's sticky it and just link to
we'll
it.
Sticky it. You might actually get better battery life, too.
Yeah. I'll bet
for
it will.
Sure. Absolutely.
And on the second part here, T-Mobile should be able to call this vanilla. Well, we call the Droid, the original Droid, vanilla. And it doesn't have all the things as well. So, you know, we're not going to chastise T-Mobile too much. But no, it's never going to get updates as fast as the Nexus because T-Mobile still has to brand it, whether it's vanilla or not.
Right.
So, you know, don't expect them the same day you get your Nexus One notification that Gingerbread is ready. And, you know, and Phil will tell you when if you ask him. But you won't get it on the G2 that fast.
And you and I were talking earlier this week. I mean, no other T-Mobile phone has had tethering out of the box, right?
No.
And along those same lines, I don't think we talked about the Wi-Fi thing, right? The Wi-Fi calling.
Right.
That's not the same as UMA, correct?
Correct.
So
T-Mobile,
you know,
they've always had a weird thing about tethering. They just don't want to talk about it. They know everybody does it. They don't address it in any way, which I guess is okay.
Yeah.
But you know, the Wi-Fi calling. And that's okay too. It's maybe not quite as good as having a seamless handoff, but it's better than Android's Wi-Fi calling that we have now, which is none.
Who wants the next one? All right, Corey's up.
All right, so Morpheus writes, you had a question from a caller about a dock timeout issue on the OG Motorola Droid running Froyo. You guys asked the chat room for help and arrived at the concessions. Oh boy, that's a hard word. That the problem is with the caller's phone and or dock. Unfortunately, the problem is not on the user's end. It is, in fact, caused by the Froyo update. If you Google Droid Froyo dock settings, you will see the topic comes up quite a bit in discussion boards. The best workaround I have found is a free app called Alarm Clock Plus Version 2, which is available in AppBrain and the Android market. It does not require root and allows one to override the standard screen timeout. It also adds some functionality to the alarm clock itself, like modifying the alarm behavior to launch apps. Nice tip.
Yep. And that's why we ask if we don't know.
Right. Well, let's follow that up with the next email from Ben, who says, you probably have had a lot of answers regarding the Droid One dock question. Go to Settings, Applications, Development, and check Stay Awake.
Even better.
Even
so. Yeah, as long as there's power supplied to it, that should keep it awake. I'm surprised we didn't think of that last week.
Wasn't paying attention. You know me.
I was probably just paying attention to you.
Not paying attention. I was probably playing Rogue Squadron during the podcast. I'm horrible like that. And with that, I think I'm calling it. That's it. It was a weird podcast. You know, we'll be back to normal next Thursday night, maybe. But get us on Friday and things get a little crazy. We start hopping around. We had, you know, two phones that nobody has seen or touched but us, maybe. No, that's not true. Actually, they've been out there a lot. I know a few people who have them. But I'm very excited about it, and I know you guys are, and I'm glad we were able to bring it to you. And that's it. Stick a fork in us. Mickey, do your thing.
you'd like to get in touch with us, be sure to send an email to podcast@androidcentral.com, or you can leave us a voicemail at 888-468-6158, extension 222. You can also get all of us on Twitter. The site is @AndroidCentral. Phil is @PhilNickinson. I am @TCPJ_Mickey. Jerry is @GBHill. And Corey, I don't know your Twitter handle. What are you?
I will be at something someday.
@Panda.
Something someday.
The entire show
and the site brought to you by the Android Central Store at store.androidcentral.com, or give us a call 888-468-6158.
That's it. Bye. See ya. I want the merge. Bring me the merge.
I want it too. I want it now.
The merge is all that is right. Well, no, that's not right. But it's
demanding. All you, everybody wants something. What happened to just wanting peace on Earth?
Bathe her and bring her to me.
Peace on Earth. All right, everybody. All that matters.
That's gonna do it, Jerry, Mickey. Thank you, Corey. Thank you for coming for your first time. You want to come back next week?
Absolutely.
I promised I was going to do it. Chat room, is Corey allowed to come back next week? I'm going to leave it up to you guys. And then I'm going to lie if you all say no.
Oh, boy.
Screw that.
No, they're still in the world peace thing. No, do it. Yes, no. Nah, they're not even paying attention now. It's Friday.
Yeah, they don't. Yeah.
Yeah. All right, everybody.
We're going to override the chat room. Corey comes back.
Yes, everybody's saying yes now, so they've caught up with us.
Oh, sweet. Thank you, guys. It makes me feel really good.
Now,
Corey, come back.
Now, everybody, official. Look for a post in the forums of let's con Corey into getting a Twitter account. I'll tell you what, Corey, if I can get 1,000 replies, will you get a Twitter account?
Just teach me the language. All these ats and RTs and all that other stuff.
@DRT. It's easy. All right, guys, the fork is pulled. We are done. See ya.
You guys have a good one.
Good night.
Adios.
Happy Friday.
Later.